Truth in Media moment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man, pardon me, Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone. Fox News was just running a story here about how there are still no firm numbers regarding how many of the people who signed up for Obamacare have actually paid for their policies. And this is important. The White House uses phrases like the number of people who've selected an insurance plan through healthcare.gov or signed up, but they don't actually have insurance coverage until they've paid for it. And in some cases, as this story we were talking about in the last segment are, because of the problems with healthcare.gov, people are paying premiums that aren't actually getting to the insurance company, so they're not being covered. One number I heard a few weeks ago was that as much as 20% of the people who have signed up and selected insurance plans through healthcare.gov haven't actually paid for the policies. So they're not really enrolled. They don't really have coverage. The numbers could even be higher. Fox News' whole story is nobody really knows. Nobody really knows because of all the problems with that system here. It raises the possibility that a large number of these signups and selections could also be fake, trying to inflate the numbers. Look how many people are signing up. Isn't it great? Basically doing a pump and dump on Obamacare by making it look like everybody's rushing to sign up here. I mean, obviously we cannot put it past the White House, as desperate as they are to save the president's signature health care initiative, might just log in with a fake identity and say, I've selected this insurance policy to try and run the numbers up for our good buddy, the Prez here. Meanwhile, Republican Tennessee Representative Diane Black has gone public saying that the Obama administration's most recent Obamacare rule change will result in insurance companies keeping more profits while paying less for customers' health care needs. And she directed a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, which has now gone public. Remember what I said before, Ben Swan is reporting that the health insurance companies behind the Affordable Care Act are going to need $5.5 billion in taxpayer bailout to cover their losses. And so Obama changed the rules to pare those losses down at the expense of everybody who signed up for Obamacare. You're paying more to get less. Seems to be a standard business model in the United States these days. Make them pay more and give them less. That's the American way. Now, Edward Snowden is out with more revelations, and he is now confirming the conclusion that we came to a while ago looking at the size of the data storage facility built in Utah. Now, remember, we have been told by the government that all they're saving from your phone calls is the metadata. What time you called, who you called, length of call. Really, that's all we need to save. And we looked at the volume, the sheer bulk of that Utah data center, and we did a calculation that showed with reasonable amounts of compression, MP3 compression, that facility is large enough to save every single phone call made by every human being on planet Earth for the last 7 years. And now Snowden has confirmed it, saying that this facility is recording 100% of a foreign country's telephone calls, presumably the American calls as well, enabling the agency to rewind and review conversations. Now, he says it's only a month in length, but again, we know the storage capacity is far greater than that. But he's basically confirming the NSA records phone calls to go back and listen to them. Snowden basically came out and said, terrorism is a great cover excuse to do things, but this was never about terrorism. We proved that ourselves with our NSA challenges. Real criminals and real terrorists can very easily write encryption methods the NSA can't break. It's all about watching you to steal your business secrets, to steal economic information, to spy out your private secrets with which to coerce you, to make sure you're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts as the government abuses you more and more and wanders further and further off its constitutional limits. And all this spying, it's gone private as well. We've been looking at the News Corp, News of the World, tabloid hacking. And it's coming out the scale of this spy operation. What was just epic, they're called an industrial scale. Clive Goodman, the News of the World's former royal reporter, told a London court today that he discussed all this phone monitoring with his editor, Andy Coulson, as far back as 2005. Said they were tapping Prince Harry's phone call. So this is completely out of control. You have no privacy. Even though it's guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment, you have no real privacy in this country any longer unless you take charge of it. You have to be responsible. If you've got something you don't want people to see, you have to take steps to guard your privacy. You cannot presume that just because there are laws against spying on your computers and phones and electronic devices that they're not doing it. They probably are. Some of it's benign, like marketing information. Some of it is not benign, like the government making sure that you're not getting too close to the truth on 9/11. Now, down in Australia, they're going to end run the whole problem by making encryption illegal. Here in the United States, you have been encouraged to use off-the-shelf encryption that the NSA already knows the method. Now, research and publication in encryption is one of the few areas of intellectual endeavor subject to government pre-approval before publication. If you come up with something really tasty, you're not allowed to publish. So much for the First Amendment. But the Australian Security Intelligence Organization is pushing for new laws to make telecommunications companies retain all their customers' web browsing data, as well as the legal authority to force web users to decrypt encrypted messages. We've seen a lot of that here in the United States as well. People will invoke their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination by refusing to decrypt their hard drives or their messages. And they're looking for laws to say, we will throw you in jail for refusing to decrypt your data. Best way to hide your secrets, don't put it where they're going to think they're going to find it. Steganography, you can conceal messages inside JPEG files. If they don't even know a message is there, they're not going to find it and decode it. Or keep your personal data on these micro SD cards. They're like up to 64 gigs in size now, and they can be hidden inside these little spy coins. I'm going to have the owner of that company on the air probably sometime next week, talking about these spy coins. If you've got something you really don't want anybody to know about, like your Bikini Pictures collection, you put it on the micro SD, and you hide it inside this nickel or quarter or half dollar or silver dollar. If they don't know it's there, they can't find it. If you want privacy, if you need privacy, whether it's your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe or your blueprints for the new product that you hope is going to make you rich, you have to keep it unconnected from the net, on your person, in a form that is not obvious that it's like a flash drive or something like that. All righty. Let's see. All right. We've got a caller on the line, but we're coming up on our first commercial break, so I'm going to leave the call until after the commercial break here. And apparently up in Seattle, the news helicopter for KOMO crashed beside the Space Needle. It was interesting looking at KOMO's own website. They didn't mention it was their helicopter in the coverage. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get to this phone call that's waiting on the line here, Fox News is now reporting, apparently during this morning's White House press conference, one of the reporters actually asked if the missing Malaysian Flight 370 had landed at Diego Garcia. And White House press spokeslug Jay Carney was apparently saying, what a silly idea. This is ridiculous. How could you even think such a thing? And now the corporate media is starting to deal with the possibility that this plane could have gone to Diego Garcia. And, of course, you know, who knows where it went after that, after being refueled. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Clay in Alabama. Aloha, Clay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike.
Thank you.
This is a little personal experience I had today with Big Brother.
Yes.
I went and got my taxes filled out this morning. My taxes are very simple. I take the standard deductions and blah, blah, you know. Well, anyway, they did my little tax return, and then they asked me, said, how much stuff did you buy on the Internet last year that you didn't pay taxes on?
How would you even know that? It's not like we're keeping track of it.
I know. I thought, well, how are you going to know that? And but more than that, how are they going to know that? And the only answer I can see they can possibly enforce that is through the NSA.
Well, it depends on where you you're absolutely right. That's another reason for them to be spying on the Internet, is to track your purchases and apply whatever taxes they're going to make up on this thing. This government is just so desperate to take away more of your money. And that's why they're taxing rain now, and they're all this other nonsense.
We got into a discussion about it. And she told me that if you paid sales tax on the state you bought it from, you didn't owe any in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't pay sales tax, then you owe Alabama sales tax. Well, like you say, who's going to know that off the top of their head, especially never heard of? And what gets me, I never heard of this before. Never. And I read news, the Internet, every day, every day, and I never heard of this before. And I asked her, I said, how are they going to possibly enforce this? She said, well, which I'd already read this. I've already read all the credit card transactions were being recorded. Of course, PayPal is too then. She said they're just going to go to PayPal and his credit cards and look at it. But still, you know, 300 million people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I buy a lot of stuff online because retail here in Hawaii is just collapsed. And, you know, we've got your basic, you know, food, clothing stores and not much else. And all the good electronic stores are now gone, and all the good computer stores are now gone, and I have to buy a lot of stuff online. I have no idea where the stuff's coming from. I don't look at the postmark when it shows up. It's just another ridiculous way to take more money away from the American people to prop up this failed economy and failed government.
Well, I'm going to go now, but I just want the public to be made aware of that. I never heard a whisper of this before today. And, of course, I told him, I don't know, I just say nothing, you know. And she went on to explain to me. She said, well, people that claim nothing will probably get away with it in Alabama this year. She said, but next year, they're going to get serious about it. So, we'll, you know, I guess we have to wait and see where it lands, and have a nice day.
Well, now that we've killed retail, let's kill online sales and commerce at the same time. And that is the end result of the escalating taxes, is that you're basically killing the rest of the economy. Because the taxes get to the point where people just stop buying things. They do without. Here in Hawaii, we actually have a bill before the legislature to lower taxes on tobacco products, because apparently there had been a major increase in the taxes, and the immediate result was a drop in sales. And so now they're going to try and bring the sales back up by lowering the taxes. And by the way, when Reagan did his major tax reduction, government revenues actually increased, because more and more people were spending more. They had more of their own money. And the taxes on the products and sales taxes and everything boomed up. Increasing taxes decreases tax revenues. But the money junkies don't see it that way. They just want all the money in their control, and they don't want you to have any money because you might do something with it they don't approve of, like starting a website or doing independent radio or something like that. It is completely out of control. All righty, let's see. We have a couple of developing stories I want to get to. Iran is basically saying that they're expecting the next round of talks over the nuclear program to be very, very difficult, because Israel is flogging the United States to change the conditions of the agreement away from Iran is not making highly enriched uranium Iran must destroy all of its nuclear infrastructure, which that's a non-starter for Iran. They've invested way too much money in their nuclear power station. They understand the oil won't last forever. They understand that being able to sell the oil is better for their economy than simply burning it up themselves. And they've got a good business with medical isotopes, and industrial applications of nuclear technology. They're not just going to give that all up to make Israel happy or the U.S. happy. And, of course, when the talks fail, that will be the excuse for the United States to try and get war with Iran going here. Let's see. We already talked about this. Okay, apparently over in the Ukraine, following another altercation with one of the Ukrainian bases in Crimea, there is now a death that has been reported. And the Ukrainian military are now authorized to be using live ammo for self-defense. So this is edging closer and closer to outright battles and conflict. And remember, each side is desperate for the other side to make the first overt act that can be used to say, you have started the civil war. Obviously, the government in Kiev, the moment it tries to invade Crimea, that will be the overt act. And right now, the Crimean government wishes to get the soldiers loyal to Ukraine back over the border into Ukraine so that, you know, in the coming confrontation, they're not having to fight the incoming invasion force from the north and all these military bases in their own territory here. Another little kind of a bizarre story here. Apparently, a man found some drug paraphernalia, called the police to turn it in, and wound up getting his home placed on the federal drug lab watch list for 2 years. Just completely, completely out of control. This is what you get for doing the right thing. You get slammed on by the system here. Kerry is scolding Putin after the annexation of Crimea, basically wagging his finger. There really isn't much they can do. And I know that they're talking about higher sanctions and potential military intervention, both of which are going to destroy the United States of America. We're really on the path to the destruction of our nation by following this Bretton Woods policy any further. Let's see. All righty. Now, there's a big scandal over in the Metropolitan Police in Great Britain. The Guardian, using their Freedom of Information Act, found out that over the last 5 years, the Metropolitan Police strip searched 4,500 children. Actually, more than that. 4,638 children between the ages of 10 and 16 were asked to remove their clothes before being searched by police. A third of them were released without any charge. I don't know what the others were charged with. But apparently, this is a big thing with the Metropolitan Police. They strip searched over 134,000 people between 2009 and 2014. 10.5% were females and 3.5% were children. Well, I guess we know where all the pedophiles who couldn't make it through seminary wound up going to work. They're all wearing police uniforms now. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. We'll probably have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll try to make it quick. Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I heard a professor on Friday night on Rents Radio Network with Mike Harris. He used to be on RBN in the morning. Uh-huh. And this guy was very interesting. And tell me if I'm wrong, but could Israel and the United States want to be attacking Iran all the time for the simple reason that maybe they have a different type of technology for unlimited power? Other than oil and things like that?
Well, that's kind of a stretch. I'll tell you what, stay on the line. We're going to address this issue when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jerry in Chicago, and your theory is that the U.S. and Israel want to have war with Iran because Iran has some still undisclosed source of incredibly cheap power. Do I understand you correctly?
Well, they haven't 100% developed it from what this guy was talking about, but it's not that far off into the future where it can be developed if people would just let these people develop it. What he was talking about was a liquid mag lift system.
Okay.
Okay, for flying and everything. Well, if you can use it for flying, like to another solar system with 500 passengers on a plane, I guess you could use it for an automobile.
Well, first of all, mag lift is not a source of power. It is a way of frictionless conductance over a surface, and it's already in existence in places like Japan for their train systems, and they're trying to get it developed here in the United States of America. So I'm going to kind of dismiss this one out of hand, and thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, speaking of science, today is the anniversary of the first manned spacewalk. On March 18th, 1965, pardon me, Alexei Leonov opened the hatch on his Voskhod spacecraft in orbit, and he wandered outside for a little bit. Little story I heard at NASA that doesn't seem to have made it into too many of the history books. The spacesuit for Leonov, the arms were articulated, but because of difficulties with the joints, the bottom was basically an inflated balloon with legs in a seating position. And while Leonov was outside the spacecraft, the spacesuit stretched a little bit from the internal pressure. And when he tried to return to the Voskhod, he couldn't quite fit through the hatch. And he wound up literally having to bleed pressure from the suit almost down to absolute vacuum, very dangerous area, before he could finally squeeze back in. So everybody was running very, very close to the edge back then. But today's the anniversary. It was another Russian first in space. Now then, I want to talk about this story coming out of General Motors, which has issued a huge recall, 1.6 million cars, and it's over a defect in their ignition switch, which apparently, when you're just driving along, minding your own business, the car's engine will shut off without warning. And apparently, it has caused numerous fatalities. And the scandal is that apparently this problem was known for quite a long time, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration apparently cooperated with General Motors to keep word from this getting out. Remember what I said, that all these various federal government agencies that are paid your tax dollars ostensibly to take care of you, the American people, are really just theater pieces. They're there to look like the government is taking care of you, but in reality, they're hand in glove with the corporations. We know Minerals Management Service, which was supposed to be keeping an oversight on Gulf oil drilling, was just palling around with the BP management, getting all kinds of gifts. They knew the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for maintenance, didn't do anything about it. We know that Harry Markopoulos took evidence of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme to the Securities and Exchange Commission numerous times, and the SEC did absolutely nothing for 12 years while Bernie Madoff ripped off his investors for $65 billion. The SEC agents who went over to Bernie Madoff's operation didn't investigate him. They handed him resumes. They wanted in on the party. So we have all these agencies, FDA, USDA, and time again, they're caught working with the corporations they're supposed to be keeping oversight on. Now, let's talk about, well, actually, let's take a quick phone call, then I want to get on to GMOs. Alex in Texas, aloha. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I was listening to the show online, and I heard the earlier caller call about the technology that might be being developed in Iran. And the funny thing is I just got back from Brazil, and there's a big kind of a media ploy being played along with the constructions of the stadiums and whatnot. And did you know, this is just out of curiosity, did you know that all 12 of the stadiums that the World Cup will be held in this year are 100% self-sustaining? That they don't need oil, they don't need anything from anyone, and they collect water. The point I'm trying to make is that the technology is already being put to use, and what I'm thinking that all this corruption is doing, and the reason they're not doing anything about it is because they're hiding a bunch of inflation in there, you know?
It's not inflation. What it's all about is, remember what I said before, dependency is your slave chain. They want you dependent on big corporations for your electricity, for your water, for your sewage processing, for your food, for all the rest of it. Here in the United States of America, there have been token efforts at renewable energy, most of which are set up to fail in order to justify continuing dependence on the oil and nuclear industries. We had another case just last week where this lady built a house that's off the grid, and the courts are going after her, saying that unless you plug into the electrical system, we'll declare your house unfit and order it destroyed. And we've seen stories like this time and time again. They want you dependent on the big corporations because that centralized control allows them to make huge amounts of money. And to basically keep you under control. If you're dependent on all big government and big business, then you're not going to stand up when big government and big business gets abusive. But we're seeing in a lot of places, not just Brazil, where they're proving you can have these facilities that are completely self-sustaining, don't need any outside support, but that is absolutely not what the American government and business want the American people to do. We're seeing attacks on...
I have to disagree with you on that, Mike, because a lot of these are North American companies that have gone down there specifically to develop the technology and put it to practice. I just got back from speaking to Canadian engineers that are saying they had a project in California that in 2005 that was shut down by the government of California.
That's exactly my point. There is a lot of research here in the U.S., but they're having to go to other countries to actually be able to build this stuff. Anyway, listen, I'm running up out of time. We're getting close to the top of the show. I got to let you go here and get back to some other stories. I want to talk a little bit about GMO because, as you're probably aware, this whole rush for GMO, a big part of it was we're going to engineer plants that have their own built-in pesticides, and you will grow these plants, and you'll buy your seeds from the GMO companies, and you will be happy forever. Well, it doesn't work that way. As I mentioned time and time again, the pests in the garden will evolve to the new environment, and it turns out that there is a new form of corn rootworm that are completely resistant to the toxins in BT corn. They chow down on it. They're voracious and they reproduce rapidly. And so here we have these corn farmers who bought this BT corn thinking they were going to be free from pests, and all of a sudden they got a worse problem. And the idea that you could tinker with a gene in a product and permanently change the biosphere was nonsense, because the biosphere is constantly changing itself, and it comes back. And we have heard all these stories about Roundup-resistant weeds that are taking over these gardens. So these poor farmers, they're now on contracts to buy these hideously expensive seeds, and they're back to having to just dose their fields with all these pesticide chemicals and weed-killing chemicals. That was supposed to be the entire advantage of buying the genetically modified seeds in the first place, is they'd save money on pesticides and weed killers, and it turns out the weeds and the pests have evolved to deal with these new products. And I understand Monsanto is already out with a new, stronger version. So they're getting into a war with nature. And the problem is these toxins inside these plants, you eat them as well. And we're supposed to believe these companies when they say, oh, yes, this will kill the pests and the weeds dead, but you don't need to worry about eating it yourself. This is a complete disaster. And by the way, it's one of the reasons the U.S. economy is so weak and the U.S. dollar is so weak, because nobody wants to buy our agricultural products. We're hearing stories all around the world where shipments of wheat and corn are being blocked from delivery because they test positive for altered genes. The USDA just admitted that wheat fields, normal organic natural wheat fields in 11 states, have now been contaminated by pollen from these test plots of GMO wheat, which isn't even approved for public use yet. And it's just spreading all over the place, contaminating the world's food supply. All in the name of profits. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi,
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of the program today here. We're talking about GMO corn. Now, if you will remember, last year, a group of French scientists carried out a test involving rats fed on GMO corn, glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in the Roundup weed killer, a combination of the two, and then a control group of rats that were fed natural, organic, clean corn. And they ran the experiment for the entire life of the rats. They didn't just stop at 30 days, which is when Monsanto ended their tests. You know, if the rats are still healthy at 30 days, this product is really good. And the French scientists found after the 30-day period is when all the medical problems began to show up. Huge tumors in the body, reproductive issues, shortened lifespan, all kinds of serious problems. Now, the French government, as corruptible as that of the United States of America, rejected the report, didn't refute it, didn't deny it, didn't say it was wrong, just simply said, we reject that. We don't see it, we don't hear it, we don't read it, and you can't make us yeah. Well, apparently the government of France has had second thoughts. Because on Saturday, France's agriculture ministry has banned the sale, use, and cultivation of Monsanto's genetically engineered corn. Now, it's a temporary ban, but they're seriously reevaluating if there is, in fact, long-term health consequences to exposure to this technology. And remember, the danger is not the altered DNA itself, which is usually destroyed by cooking. It's the protein expression. This DNA is creating proteins that don't exist in nature. They get into your body. Your body says, well, it's sort of kind of like what I'm used to eating. I'll try and slot it in to the appropriate receptor. And you get some strange behavior. One of the big problems with GMO crops are that DNA is very self-referential. That's why so much information is compacted into such a tiny, tiny microscopic spot. And they have discovered that some of these GMO crops have unexpected, unlooked for, unpredicted side effects. A good example would be the GMO corn, where the corn stalk itself is much tougher. And farmers are literally having to get Kevlar tires to keep them from being punctured by these incredibly strong corn stalks. So France has now kind of come out and banned it, at least temporarily. They're taking a look at that. I understand Russia is conducting their own version of the rat experiment. We're looking forward to seeing what that has to say as well. Up in Idaho, there is a growing push against the Idaho's ag-gag law. Now, if you're not aware of this, this is a law passed in Idaho that criminalized reporting on abuses by agricultural industry. And very clearly, this is a law aimed at protecting an industry by concealing its worst practices, some of which endanger customers. And it is a violation of the First Amendment, and there's a huge, huge pushback on that. Now, apparently, we're getting wag the Nazis yet again. There's a story over at wakeupfromyourslumber.com where Germany has arrested a former Auschwitz medic. He's 93 years old. They're saying this guy was a medic, but they have arrested him and charged him on multiple charges of aiding and abetting murder. And so the same thing we get. The guy's 93. What's the point? But if they're wagging the Nazis at us, it tells us Israel's getting ready to start another war. Speaking of war, I have an admonition for you all and a request for your help. Very clearly, the war hawks, the military-industrial complex, the bankers are trying to push us forward into another war. That comment by Bill Kristol decrying the war weariness of the nation and longing for that time when Americans were willing to fling their babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. It's clear they want to move this thing forward, because every time this banking system gets the nation into a hopeless mess, they get into a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, we've already invaded or regime changed or drone struck something like 17 countries. And now they're still trying to get into Syria, still trying to get into Iran, kicking up a kerfuffle with Russia over Crimea. They're desperate for a war because they think it's going to fix everything. And it won't. We're going to lose this one. We don't have the money, the manpower, or the manufacturing to sustain a prolonged conventional war against Russia and or China. And that means between this point and final capitulation by the U.S. government, they will go nuclear. That is what is at risk right here, right now. And all in an argument over just which piece of ink and paper the world will use for the next 100 years. So, when Bill Kristol gets out there and says, we must rally the American people, it's time for the American people to stand up and say, no, we will not be rallied. So what I need you all to do is be noisy, be vocal, get out there, talk to your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you meet at the supermarket, and just say, this is insane. We don't want another war. We have no business over there in the Ukraine. It's not our business. We've got problems here at home. And you need to call your members of Congress. the local media, all your friends and family, and encourage them to call members of Congress and the media. And it's not going to change the mind of the war hawks. But what we can take away from them is any illusion that this war agenda is supported by the American population. The corporate media polls are saying, well, 60% of Americans are opposed, which is a significant amount. And if it's the corporate media, I think the numbers they got were actually far worse. The numbers we got in our What Really Happened polls are above 90% opposition to any more wars. And this escalating conflict in Crimea, if it goes into wide-ranging economic sanctions, it will destroy the U.S. economy. So now's the time for you to stand up, be visible, be public, and say, no, this is a bad idea. The corporate media is out there trying to propagandize us all about what a great war it's going to be, and it'll be over, and it's a slam dunk, and you know, it's for America's glory and waving the flag and everything. And we have to counter that propaganda by encouraging every single American citizen to stand up and say, no, we're not buying this anymore. We remember how we got lied into the war in Iraq over nuclear weapons that didn't exist. We remember how they tried to lie us into a war in Syria over this bogus claim Assad gassed his own people, which turned out to be completely false. We are tired of lies. We are tired of war. I understand that this agenda to force the entire world back to Bretton Woods is not complete yet, but they can't complete it, especially if they get into a conventional war with Russia and China. This nation is already financially and militarily exhausted. We're going to lose this one. Of course, to the bankers, they don't care. They're making money off the winners and the losers. They love war. War is the banker's richest harvest. They don't care who wins or loses. That's why you had Brown Brothers Harriman in New York financing Hitler's rise to power. They don't care who wins or loses. They don't care how many people have to die, as long as the world is plunged back into debt slavery to those private central banks. Our government clearly is not going to stop this policy. The corporate media isn't going to speak out against us. It's up to us. We, the people, because this is our nation. It says so right at the top of the Constitution. This is our nation. And we're going to have to get out there and send a message to the government, to the media, and most importantly to the rest of the world, that we, the people of the United States, do not support this policy. We do not support incursion into Crimea. We do not support war with Russia. We don't support war on any nation just because they refuse to have a private central bank. We don't support war on any nation just because they refuse to go through the dollar for their international banking and commerce. We're tired of war. We're tired of our kids being killed and crippled over the bottom line on a bank ledger. Enough is enough is enough. We've lost this one. Countries are breaking away from the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them. Unfortunately, like is the case with Obamacare, this government is incapable of admitting error and being on a wrong course and changing course. It's up to us. I need all of you to go out there and just be as noisy as you can in opposition to the war. All right, I hear the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. Please make a point of downloading Sandra's app from the RBN website. Please put it on your social media and your email network. Get other people to download it. She only needs another 1,000 downloads to win that $20,000 prize, and RBN needs the money. We don't have the million-dollar budgets the corporate media has to lie to you. We're trying to tell you the truth, and that doesn't really pay very well in this culture. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.